Number 14.
Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the SF and Fantasy Short Fiction Podcast. This week's story is Henge, and it's by Jake Jackson. Oh, and look out for the scientific note attached to the end of the story. The exile was close to its end. For almost 26,000 years, the eternal creature had been held in the circle of stone, confined within the narrow borders, suffering the gravity of this planet in the attack of its spores on the ancient god's alabaster eyes. Yu Chao had been thrown from the sun at the point where the Earth and its life-giving star had been at its closest for 26,000 years. It was a popular punishment amongst the Eternals, just long enough to have a curative effect on the transgressing deity, but not so long that it would cause them damage or affect their role in the balance of the heavens. Yu Chao was a builder. He created the temples and walkways across the universe, along which the Eternals would travel in their stately processions. Mostly, they merely observed, but occasionally they would deign to populate a beautiful galaxy, sprinkling it whimsically with the kernels of life. Yu Chao's younger brother, Fu Ji, would breathe across the face of such places, to nurture the embryonic blooms and encourage them to become beautiful creatures of water, the slithering, slippery, shiny forms that could evolve into the land-loving beings. Such creatures might tempt the fire of their older brother, Surin, whose fiercer purpose was to create the fire that would push life onto civilization if it survived that far. But Yu Chao was easily bored. He was a craftsman and restless. Unlike the other deities, he hated the languid eternity through which his fellows drifted. He was restless and creative, but the celestial court had often warned Yu Chao against the fashioning of too many empty palaces across the horizon, too many bridges that would lead too deep into the galaxies that might never be populated. And Yu Chao rued the day he built one bridge too many to this small star in this minor galaxy.
Yu Chao!
He had been summoned to the great roaming court in the shimmering halls he had built himself, his first and greatest construction, just moments after the birth of the universe, at the splitting of the sky from the land, the separation of the ancient snakes from their cosmic egg. The great court roamed across the universe from star to star.
"I must finish this wall, otherwise the bridge will fall into the long abyss."
He spread his large hands across the zenith of the central arch on his latest grand fabrication, pressing the dark bricks into place, securing the pathway across to the edges of the ever-growing cosmos.
"Yu Chao!"
The court bellowed. Just Wind, the enforcer of the celestial body, lashed out and swept Yu Chao from his lofty perch and rolled him across his fine new bridge.
"Aye, what's the hurry?"
Just Wind gripped him, then flung him far and fast. He arrived in the middle of the court as a comet, burning through the blue sky ceilings and burnished domes. As he burst through, he smiled at the memory of his handiwork, making mental notes about some changes that should have been made to the gilded roof.
"So you come at last,"
the court roared, its body made up of the entire deity of the heavens. No single voice could be heard above the others, but a chatter, a chorus of affronted disdain.
"Well, I didn't ask to come."
He stood up, brushing the flames from his golden hair, the stardust from his ornate and intricate waistcoat.
"I've been very busy." "Busy?"
The court roared again, the sounds of thousands of ancient voices whittled around the vast chamber, skittering up the walls, flowing across its infinite beams, then flooding down like golden waterfalls onto the head of Yu Chao.
"Oh, please," he closed his ears, "please stop shouting."
"You deserve to be shouted at. Look at all the bridges you've built, all the temples."
"I know, they're so beautiful, so grand."
Yu Chao pictured every one of his creations in his head, The arches and the columns, the domes, the gardens, the statues all arranged perfectly within the planes of his considerable mind.
No, no, there is no more room for your buildings. There are not enough beings to use them, and they clutter the skies with their solid structures, and those of us who do not have your abilities keep crashing into them. Look!
Many of the court held out their heads, and indeed Yu Chao saw the bumps and bruises on the faces of the gods.
Oh, this is an old argument.
Yu Chao placed his hands on his hips. You know how I feel. He spread his hands wearily.
That we should stop dreaming and keep our eyes open.
Of course.
But why should we? As we walk the pathways of the universe, we dream of new light and waterfalls, of colours, and all appear before us.
Yes, but you walk along my pathways. For a moment he was exasperated with his fellow gods.
And without them, you would be imprisoned in this admittedly wonderful palace. But after a few million years, you would all be bumping into each other rather than my bridges. But why do you need to build so many?
That's like asking why stars are born, or why darkness is dark.
It is not so. Because we make the stars. We made the darkness dark.
Yes, but the impulse to do so came from before, from the point of our own creation.
Of course, but the point is, we know when to stop.
I know when to stop, but I just haven't reached it yet.
Oh, this is impossible.
The voices swelled around the chamber.
Across the universe, there are now too many bridges and temples, crossing each other, falling over each other.
That is not true. If you fall over them, it's because you choose to close your eyes. If you looked around and enjoyed what you saw, then you would not be so unhappy.
Oh, you are impossible. We've had enough.
The voices blurred around Yu Chao and lifted him up.
This star in which we currently reside for now is a small sun. It burns so brightly that we have scattered life across the planets nearby. We cast you to a land where you can only build small structures on the face of the earth, and all from the confines of a temple of standing stones.
But it will be tiny. I'll go mad.
Then you will learn restraint.
No, no, I will not go.
But we are many, Yu Chao. Even your brothers agree you must be sent, though they have persuaded the rest of us, that you can return when the sun is closest to the planet once more.
So, 26,000 years, 10,000 palaces, thousands of bridges, gardens, mansions and temples later, Yu Chao had seen the rise of the simple creatures of Earth, seen them irrigate the waters, develop their agriculture, industry and technology, and from within his exiled prison of standing stones, he gazed out. His arms reached for the means of construction, and he created small buildings for the people who could one day use them and copy their form for themselves. He was tired, and he had grown used to the rhythm of the solstices, the ebb and flow of the shortening nights turning and growing into the long days. He'd begun to enjoy the cycles of life on this small planet, and watched the people come to worship at the henge. He was amused by their simple pleasure in the warmth of the sun, the growth and renewal of the light and the day. He sneezed and swore at the spores that tickled at his nose. A worshipping horde at the other end of the henge were assailed by the wind and looked back in his direction. Seeing nothing, they returned to their endless calls and moans. Oh, he sighed, it's nearly time. 26,000 years. I can see the sun come that little bit closer every year. Soon my exile will be over. His cheek rested on his vast hand, and he sneezed again and rubbed the irritation in his eyes. The worshippers drifted away as the day ended. The sun dipped below the horizon. Silence descended across the landscape of gentle rolling hills. The skies were clear. No clouds marked their progress across the firmament. It was a perfect day for reconciliation. And Yu Chao heard a soft call, a rustle of voices from the standing stones at the other side of the henge. He sighed and stood up, pulled at the back of his neck, and ambled towards the disturbance in the air which appeared like a black crow. Two hands reaching out, gesturing towards him. Yu Chao, knew that he must reach the hands within a heartbeat. But he sneezed and blinked. He stumbled. His nose fell into the ground. And in that moment, the sun moved on. The hands disappeared. Yu Chao's shoulders sagged. He pushed himself up and returned to the rock. He slumped back down and waited for the next moment of release in 26,000 years.
That's it for now. Thanks for listening. There's more information on this and other stories, plus loads of articles on Gothic, fantasy, SF, authors, art, movies, and more at thesefantasticworlds.com. See you next time. This podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and soon many other podcasting services.